The biggest problem with having more fast food places available is that you're more likely to go to them, aren't you? Because think you tend to eat the wrong things, or you're more susceptible to it if you can just walk down the road and get there. So it's a bit like keeping chocolate in your house. If you keep chocolate in your house, you're going to eat chocolate, aren't you? If it's not there, then you'll find an alternative, or you just won't have it. So that's probably the biggest issue I have with those sort of places, is that there's so many, it makes it too easy for us to go eat the wrong thing. Yeah.
So if you can outline just the sort of basic problem, the main problems that eating lots of fast food can cause.
So they typically will be high in fat, salts and sugars, and they will be low in anything that we would class as nutritious. So there, you tend to, when we're thinking about places like McDonald's or KFC or something, they're not going to be full of vegetables, are they? They're not going to be full of whole grains and good fats. They're going to be the poorer, they're just going to be really poor bulk nutrients that people can get at a very, very cheap price.
And do you think it's okay to have fast food sometimes as a nutritionist, because you're obviously quite aware about how bad these sort of foods can be? Do you yourself ever have some fast food?
I'm not, like, I'm somebody that lives in the real world, and I do have things that I like I will eat chocolate, I like a glass of wine, but personally I've not been in a fast food restaurant in over 20 years. I have two children, one is 10 and the other one is 7, and they've never been to a fast food restaurant. And the reason why, it's not that you know, I want to be really militant and not allow my children to go. They just don't serve the types of foods that we like and eat. So for me, I think there is a place for it, but I think too many people eat too much of it on a regular basis, because it is so readily available and it's so cheap and convenient, right? So you can drive through, you don't even have to get out your car, you know.
Do you think, just in your opinion, as a society, do you think we should have some sort of constraints on the number of fast food restaurants that are allowed to be built?
I think I have a bit of an issue with them when they're so close to schools, especially the secondary schools, because as a parent with a child that will be going to secondary school, like I've got to choose a school this year, I know that I'm going to lose that parental control a bit. And if you've got children, teenage kids with a fast food restaurant on their way to school, outside their school that they can get to in lunchtime, where do we think they're going to end up? They're going to go have the fast food, aren't they? So I have an issue with where they're placed, and the fact that there are so many of them. So probably to answer your question, I think there should be a limit on the number, or there should be at least a balance between the availability of fast food versus things that are more healthy.
And what do you think will happen if we carry on increasing the number of fast food restaurants? Do you think it's kind of quite a scary thought of what could happen in terms of kind of, you know, general health and obesity?
Yeah, we know we've got a big obesity problem. We know that we've got a diabetes epidemic. We know that the things are not looking good. So as someone who works in this field all the time, I find it incredibly frightening. And when I talk to other people that work in the same field as me, especially with children, we're all very, very concerned about it, to be honest.
And so do you get a lot in the work that you're in? Do you get a lot of people coming to you who are quite addicted to fast food and want to stop?
No, I'll tell you why. Because those are the people that don't recognise that they need the help necessarily. So no is the simple answer to that is no. I tend to get people that will have digestive problems, or they just want to lose weight, or they feel tired all the time. And then when I look at their diet, maybe there is an aspect of normally convenience food and things, but I can't say that I've ever had somebody that will come and say I'm completely addicted to fast food.